Patrick Byrnes, our guest. Patrick, break down this Cash Patel clip we're about to see, and then we're going to play it. Here it is. This is Cash Patel on Sean Hannity.
Remember this. It took me 2 years of my life to prove the following. That a political party in the United States of America in the 21st century would go overseas and hire some bogus intelligence asset to manufacture fraudulent, fake, unverified information, funnel that to not just the intelligence community, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and then take those packaged lies that they had paid for with campaign finance funds and go into a secret surveillance court and illegally spy on your opponent to be the next president of the United States. I think that was 45 seconds. That took 2 years of my life. And what did we find out? The FISA court themselves came back and said these warrants were illegal, that the FBI did not provide evidence of exculpatory evidence and innocence, and that the FBI essentially lied in those applications, and all of the information was unverified. So that was step one. But I knew that it didn't stop there. I knew in the 4 years that we were out of office that they continued to regenerate that institution of weaponization. So when I walked in the door, I said, we only got a bit of it. We only got maybe half of it. Because what did we learn in those 4 years, right? That I was illegally spied on by the likes of Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray and you and 10 other staffers on the Hill and people who are elected to serve this country in the halls of Congress. They were actually continuing the weaponization that Donald Trump and I had exposed during Trump
won. Arctic frost.
And we caught them. So I knew walking in the door the following. These individuals, these purported leaders of law enforcement and government, are so arrogant that they write the stuff down themselves to memorialize how great they are. That's how we caught them in Russiagate. It wasn't my documents. It was their emails. It was their FISA application. It was their bogus Steele dossier. It was their unverified reporting that was documented in FBI holdings that we put out and that you covered. So I knew there were other places that that information was hidden. So day one, I set out to find it, and we found it.
So where are the indictments? Everything he says is true, Patrick. Where are the indictments?
Well, this does bother me. It's taken them longer. He's correct. They got less than half of it. He's correct in sensing that. He's groping his way there. There is this big cover-up that's gone on. It kind of angers me because I could have, in the first 30 days, given them everything they needed to find out what was being covered up. It took until just a few months ago, finally, before they turned their guns on me and they wanted to go and really understand in detail the kind of stuff you and I've been talking about on the show. And they're now, they absolutely know that what they have from the Durham report itself is just a very top superficial story. The Durham report, so he's correct in saying he realized that was only, maybe we only got half the story, let's go find the rest. But they've been kind of tripping over themselves. They weren't, and it was because, well, the prosecutor came out finally in like December and said, I'm being blocked from the CIA to get it past this point and get any earlier information. That's why I went to them and said, I'm what they're blocking you from getting to. Let me just lay it out. And here's all the people, everything I had to tell them. I had a name and a telephone number that they could verify each little point. And I gave them the true history of the Russia hoax. Which, and all that's been public so far is this sort of superficial Durham report. There's a much deeper thing, and that's what I'm going to walk you through with great briskness when we come back, the true outline, and you're going to put the facts together, the pieces together.
That's right. You put together an amazing PowerPoint, and this is a big deal. People think they've heard all this. You look at Hannity, not trying to be mean to Hannity. It's recycled 8-9-year-old information. I knew we were being spied on. It's all come out. And then we just sit here and kind of just stay at this one level and then just keep repeating the same thing. But what's the bigger picture and what comes next? I know behind the scenes Trump is saying, you will indict them for this. And they just kind of, this holding pattern and repeat the same information. Are they covering up or are they just stupid? Patrick Byrnes, our guest, back in 60 seconds. Patrick, where do people find you? What's the best place?
Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Just follow me on Twitter.
Patrick Byrnes, @PatrickByrnes. We'll be right back. I'm at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back.